This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. The order, in case you're wondering, goes like this. Daniel Craig, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, George Lazenby, and finally, Timothy Dalton. I don't really have to specify what exactly I'm ordering here, do I? We're talking James Bond. And when Roger Moore, the smoothest and most unruffled 007, died a few weeks ago, it reignited the old debate, who was the best Bond? And I'm here to tell you the order is Daniel Craig, Sean Connery, Roger Moore, Pierce Brosnan, George Lazenby, and finally, Timothy Dalton. Now, most people place Sean Connery at the top of the list, and there's good reason for this. His James Bond was the first and had a kind of a squat Celtic athleticism that felt real and dangerous. But Daniel Craig manages to embody the caged violence of the written Bond and add in an arched eyebrow here and there. So his Bond is a smart, slightly bitter, hardworking professional with the craggy features and the scars to prove it. Roger Moore, when you think about it, was just a little too smooth and composed and arch, a little too campy. And the others, well, Pierce Brosnan was a great Bond, but they all kind of fight it out for fourth place. Now, that's when you think about it. But we overthink stuff, some of us, when it comes to movies or TV. My 007 ranking is based on trying to sound smart, not trying to sound honest. If I were being truly honest, I'd rank the James Bonds by the impact they had on me when I saw them on the screen the first time. It wouldn't be a question of who I thought was the best Bond, thinking has nothing to do with it, but rather, who took my breath away with the coolest on-screen action? In other words, who was playing James Bond when I was 11? And maybe that's the way it works for all of us. I overheard an argument recently between a 30-ish guy and a 20-ish guy over whether the Transformers movies were good and whether Pokemon Go is stupid. And what it really boiled down to was, what were you doing when you were 11? I mean, it depends on whether you were watching Transformers or watching Pokemon. Now, the first thing about James Bond I remember, in Live and Let Die, he's about to take a bath, which is a ridiculous thing for James Bond to be doing, and he's smoking a cigar, and he suddenly sees a poison snake slithering towards him, and with an aerosol can and the lit end of the cigar, he creates a kind of a flamethrower, and he incinerates the snake. Now, that was a stunt I tried to recreate many times myself with matches and household cleaners, and it's a wonder I didn't set the house or myself on fire. And the second Roger Moore moment, the opening sequence in The Spy Who Loved Me. After a harrowing ski chase, Bond is cornered and jumps, skis and all, off a dizzyingly high alpine peak. He free falls for a few moments, and just when we think he might fall to his death, he won't, of course, but still, an enormous parachute, which we didn't even know he had, billows out, emblazoned with an enormous Union Jack. The movie theater audience goes crazy. I went crazy. I was 11. So I take it all back. Roger Moore was the best Bond of all. And that's it for this week. Next week, we will run out of money. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.